Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We just bless you right now, Lord God. We honor you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we thank you that you are our Father. We thank you that you are our Lord and our Savior. We thank you that you are the King of Kings, and there's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, we're so grateful, Father, that we could call upon your mighty name in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we could say Abba, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, for you are God and you are God alone. There is no God great like you, Jehovah. Father, we just come to say hallelujah to the Most High God, hallelujah to the King of Kings, hallelujah to our great and mighty Creator, Jehovah, Mokoshabaka de Eke Uririaka, Elyon, the Most High God, Yilavoko. We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you thanks tonight, Lord God, because you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, O God. Father, we thank you that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are Lord God, almighty in the heavens, almighty in the earth realm. Father, we wait upon you. We wait upon you. We call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are Mokoshabaka de Ike. You are Lord. You are our King. You're the one we got to keep our eyes fixed on. You, oh God, we come dressed right with our whole armor protection on. Father, we have on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness. I thank you, Lord God, that our loins are girded about with truth. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. Father, there's no God that compared to how great you are. You are holy. You are great. You are greater than we ever thought or imagined. Your thoughts are higher. Your ways are higher. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can come and align with your perfect will. Have your way in us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Father. We are blessing you. We are honoring you. We are giving you glory. You are the King of Glory. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're about to do in us tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. Hallelujah, Father, we adore you. We bless you tonight. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Because you are our Father. You are the King of Kings. You are Almighty God. There is no God great like you, Jehovah. We are dependent upon you for our very breath, O God. You are loyal and you are faithful. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call upon you tonight. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. Father, we thank you that we can call your name, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanks because you are Almighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your name tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, God. This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. for the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people, that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh, God, for we believe. You're raising up some planet shakers. You're raising up some demon slayers. You're raising up some Satan defeaters. And God, we stand right now and we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We're so glad you joined us. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida. And we are so glad you joined us. We thank God for each of you all tonight. We thank God he woke us up this morning again. He started us on our way. And we are grateful to him, the Most High God. We are grateful for the love that he has for us. You know, he's a mighty God. He knows your name now. Oh, yeah, don't you think he don't know you? He watch over you as you sleep. He's the shepherd that leads you in a plain path. He's the one who loves you, created you, who blew you into his very breath. In the mighty name of Jesus. Awesome plans for all of us. So we thank God for each of you this morning, this evening. I'm sorry. Oh, we thank God for you. You know the Lord loves you so much. We're thanking God for our co-host this evening. And we're going to let our co-host begin to speak right now. Good evening, co-host. We're on number four. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening. I am your co-host, Bree Nichols from Macomb, Mississippi.
And I'm your, go ahead, Bree.
We will now have prayer for you and families all over the world by Steve and Ned Brown from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you tonight, Lord God. We honor you, Lord, and we reverence your holy name together. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity, Lord God, to come on your behalf, Father, to pray and seek your face. And so, Lord God, we ask you, first of all, to forgive us for anything we've said or done, sins of omission, commission. We repent right now asking you to forgive us. And, Lord, as we ask you to forgive us, we forgive those, oh God, who have trespassed against us, Father, have done anything, said anything. We forgive and release them to your salvation, your goodwill, and your blessings upon their lives in the name of Jesus. As we cloud for the youth and families throughout the world today, Lord God, we thank you for the family. Lord God, that's the first thing you ordained was the family. So we ask you to bless the families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that the blood of Jesus would cover their relationships, God. Keep the marriages. Keep the children safe from hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that the parents would be saved and that the children would be taught about you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you would give the parents wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to train up the children in the way that they should go so that when they are old, they will not depart. And so we just ask you to bless families everywhere. Sanctify and consecrate the children, Lord God. Father, we cry out for the youth today. Lord, there's so much going on in the world today. And Father, you said that you want us to have life and have it more abundantly. You said that you want us to prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. And so, God, we're crying out for the youth tonight, oh God. Have mercy according to your loving kindness and tender mercies, God. Deliver them, Father, from evil. Deliver them from temptation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them from evil, wicked, ungodly people. In the name of Jesus, we just cry out for the youth, Lord God. We ask that you protect them from the virus. In the name of Jesus, Father, let them abide under your shadow. Keep them from the virus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray, oh God, for their safety and well-being, walking down the street. Protect them from gunshots and other manner of violence, Father. We just pray for the protection of the children in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you, Father, to have mercy regarding violence in the United States, God. We bind that spirit of violence and murder that's running rampant throughout the United States in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed and root of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just lose love and truth and understanding among the youth, Lord God, that they would value life, that they would value each other, God, and that they would want to live and not die in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray about suicide. And, Father, that evil, wicked, ungodly spirit that's running rampant, God, we curse the very seed and root of it in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of hopelessness, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that the spirit of hope, oh, God, would be manifested in the children and the love of God, Father, that they would see the love of God and it would encourage them to want to live, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray about identity crisis. Father, so much is going on with the young people and telling them they can choose what sex they want to be. But we come against that right now in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of this identity crisis. Lord, you ordain male and female. And, Lord God, we pray that you make it plain and clear to the children who they are, Lord God, and that their sexual preferences would line up with your word in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we thank you for this prayer line, Lord. We ask your blessings upon each participant and each person on the line, the leader, Lord God. We just thank you for her and all that you're doing in her life. We pray that you continue to richly bless her and all of her endeavors. And, Father, we pray that the blood of Jesus would protect and cover all of us that are on the prayer line in the name of Jesus and even those affiliated with the prayer line in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you this day, And it's in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we pray. Oh, God, let salvation ring out in this nation throughout the world. Let repentance and revival spring forth speedily. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh,
thank you so much. Amen. Well, it's time for a praise song from the Nichols family from Macomb, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Sister Bridget and Sister Bree. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Amen. Yeah. What are y'all going to sing tonight?
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, the whole meek and mild, the life, the hope, the joy he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by the angel, born in a lonely manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. Three wise men came from afar. They were guided by a shining star to see King Jesus where he lay in a manger, filled with hay. Oh, 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, 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 the whole meek and mild, the life, the hope, the joy he brings. Listen to the angels sing, glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
Amen, amen. Beautiful. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to the newborn King. Hallelujah.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G.
All right. Thank you so much, Bree. I thank God for Bree tonight. Thank God for each of you. She's doing an awesome, incredible job. She's 11 years old, and she's our co-host tonight. So we thank God for her. Thank God for her mom and her family. Thank God for each of you. Well, get your Bibles ready. We're going to do some biblical knowledge. It's called Let's Get It Right. Let's Get It Right. Our first scripture tonight is found in Proverbs 15:32. Proverbs 15:32. All the lines are unmuted. So when you find it, you can read it. It says, now I want you to choose the correct answer. Let's get it right. Choose the correct answer. He who refuses instruction blank his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. So is the answer he that refuses instruction despises his own soul or loves his own soul? Which one is it? Find it and read it.
You said Proverbs 22, is that correct?
Proverbs 15:32. Proverbs 15:32.
Yes, 15:32. Okay. All right. And this is Sister Annette, and it says Proverbs 15:32, he that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding.
Amen. The correct answer is despises. Yep. Okay, thank you so much. Next scripture, Proverbs 29:15. Proverbs 29:15. It says, the rod of blank gives wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. Is the answer correction or direction? Is it the rod of correction or the rod of direction?
The rod of, my name, Bree Karen, is the rod of correction.
All right, read it.
The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother.
Amen. Thank you, Bree. That was great. All
You're
right.
Welcome.
Thank God for each of you. All right. Let's see. The next one is next scripture, Colossians 3:20. Colossians 3:20. And it says, children, obey your blank in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Is it children, obey your grandparents or your parents? For this pleases
this
the Lord. Colossians 3:20. Go ahead.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Okay, you read Ephesians 6. That's great. But we're looking for Colossians 3:20. Colossians 3:20. You did good. What's your name?
Brie Nichols.
What is it, Lucy?
Brie.
Oh, Brie. You read, okay. Colossians 3:20, Brie. Did you give me another name, Brie?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I thought you said your name was something else. Okay, go ahead. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your, is it grandparents or parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Colossians 3:20. So, Kristen, you didn't find it tonight? Glad y'all on.
Colossians, this is Sister Annette, Colossians 3:20. Children,
yes.
Obey your parents. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
children,
that's correct.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying anything. Go ahead and read.
Okay. All right. Children, obey your parents and everything, for this pleases the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. The next scripture is Proverbs 22:6. Proverbs 22:6. Find the scripture and read it. Does it say, beat up a child in the way he should go, or train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it? Which one is it? Is it beat up a child or train up a child in the way that he should go? Find it and read it, Proverbs 22:6. And then we have one more after that. We're going to have prayer by Evangelist Laurel Brunson.
And this is Bree. It's train.
Okay. Read it.
Train a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not turn from it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Bree. Good job.
You're welcome.
All right, the last scripture in this section is Proverbs 1:8. Proverbs 1:8. And it says, my son, hear the instruction of your friend, do not, or your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Which one is it, your friend? Should you hear the instructions of your friend or your father? Which one is the correct answer?
This is Bree. Father.
Okay. Read it.
Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching.
Oh, my God. You are fast at finding those scriptures. Good job, Bree. Thank you.
Thank you, God, for you.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we have Evangelist Laurel Brunson with us tonight. She's going to pray according to how God leads her. Good morning. Good evening, Evangelist Laurel. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Sister G, how are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you, too. All right, I guess I'll go ahead and pray. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for being our strength. We thank you, God, for being our very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we just look to you, God, who is the author, who is the finisher of our faith. God, we just glorify you tonight. God, we honor you. We bless you, God. We love you. We thank you, for you are so good. You are so kind. You are so merciful. God, you are so amazing, God. We just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, before we go any further, we ask, God, that you forgive us. God, please forgive us of anything we have said, anything we thought about, anything we have meditated on, God, that did not please you, oh God. Please, God, create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, renewing it within us, God, the right mindset, God, in the name of Jesus. For, God, we do have the mind of Christ. So, God, we thank you. God, we thank you, oh, God, that you've never left us. You've never forsaken us, oh, God. God, we just thank you and honor you and bless you for this time of prayer in the name of Jesus on behalf of your children. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift them up before you tonight. We lift up our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that you know every single hair that is upon their head. You know, God, their fingerprints. You know their DNA, God. You know anything and everything about them, God. There is nothing about our children, God, that catches you by surprise. There is nothing about our children, God, that you don't know about, God, even the unborn, God. There's nothing about them, God, that you don't already know, for you created them, God, and when you created them, you said it is good in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that our children, oh, God, are good and very good in the name of Jesus. You looked at them and you said they are fearfully and wonderfully made. God, you looked at them, God, and you said, God, that they are created in your image and in your likeness in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, God, for each and every child, oh God. God, from those that are unborn, God, to those that are older, God, we thank you for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so now, God, we declare and we decree our angels, God, to keep them covered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for protecting our children, oh God. God, we thank you, God. We thank you tonight, God, for hedging them about, God, in the name of Jesus, with a fiery hedge of protection. God, we declare and we decree that no weapon that is formed against our children shall be able to prosper. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask, God, even those that are on this call, even those that are on this radio show, God, God, we ask you tonight, God, that you bless them, God, that you keep our children covered under your blood. In the name of Jesus, for your word does declare that when we train up our children in the way that they should go, so that when they get older, they will not depart. God, we thank you, oh God. God, you didn't say they wouldn't stray, but God, you did say and you did promise that they would not depart. So God, we thank you, oh God, even for those, God, that may have strayed a little, that may have gone out, God, in the name of Jesus, like the prodigal son. that may have gone out his own way. God, we thank you, God, that they will not depart, God, from those things in which they have been taught. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for a solid foundation, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that our children will know you at an early age, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God. We bless you, God. We thank you, God, that you shall even raise up our children, God, to save their parents, oh God, to save the parents that are unsaved, to save the siblings that are unsaved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We bless you, God, for purpose in our children today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and we call purpose, God, forth out of our children in the name of Jesus, even at 5 and 6 and 7, God, 2 and 3, God, we call purpose forth, oh God, 14 and 15, God, we call purpose to come forth in the name of Jesus. God, remind our children that they are never too young, they are never too old, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to give their lives over to you, God. And now, Father, we ask that you shield them, God, from peer pressure, shield them from gun violence, shield them from gangs, shield them from prostitution, oh God. Shield them, oh God, from everything that the world would try to offer them, God. For you declare in your word that what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but yet lose his soul. And God, we even declare that over the children, that our children, God, will not gain the whole world and lose their soul. In the name of Jesus, we come against, God, the enemy trying to cause our children to sell their soul out to sex, oh God, and drugs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and fame and fortune, God, wanting, looking up to idols, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for covering our children, God, covering their eye gates, covering their ear gates, God, what they hear and what they see, oh God. God, even the things they hear and they see at home, in the name of Jesus, God, for it starts at home, God. It starts at home. So, God, even the things that they see at home, God, the way they see mama treat daddy and daddy treat mama, God, in the name of Jesus, let it line up according to your word. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, cover these children, oh God. Protect these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now against every generational cycle, God, every generational cycle to be broken, every generational cycle of sickness, every generational cycle, God, of disease, every generational cycle, oh God, we ask that it be broken. We ask that it stop with our children in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every generational cycle of molestation, every generational cycle, God, of rape, in the name of Jesus, every generational cycle of depression, we ask now, God, that it be broken in the name of Jesus. God, we declare no more in the name of Jesus. We declare that it stops with our children in the name of Jesus. It will not be our children's portion in the name of Jesus. Just because we went through it, God, doesn't mean our children have to go through it in the name of Jesus. And we declare it stops today in the name of Jesus, God. We pray right now, God, that you snatch our children out of the hands of the enemy, God. Snatch their minds out of the hands of the enemy. Snatch their future out of the hands of the enemy. And whatever the enemy is plotting, whatever he is planning, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We cancel, God, the spirit of premature death in the name of Jesus. We cancel now in the name of Jesus every murdering spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, that would try to murder our children in the name of Jesus, that would try to kill our children in the name of Jesus. God, we come against bloodshed, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against suicide in the name of Jesus. We come against bullying, God, cyberbullying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind it up now in the name of Jesus. We bind up even depression in our children in the name name of Jesus, and we call it out of them now. In the name of Jesus, we call them free from it now. In the name of Jesus, it will not overtake them, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree that our children shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it in advance, God. We bless you for it in advance, oh God. God, we glorify you, God, that you have stop the plans of the enemy. Oh, God, whatever he was plotting, whatever he was planning behind the scenes, God, the things that we don't see, in the name of Jesus, the things that we don't know about, God, we thank you, God, that we have stopped the plans of the enemy, and we declare and we decree by faith that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! What a powerful prayer. Thank God. Thank God for you touching heaven on our behalf. We appreciate you, Evangelist Laurel. Thank God for you. I love you. Hallelujah. All right. Tonight, our lesson, well, our lesson theme has been for the month of July has been childishness and growing up. And we thank God for giving us, you know, things to talk about, things to that's on his heart that he wants families to know. So we thank God for the lesson tonight. It's taken from Ephesians 6, 6th chapter. Verses 1 through 3, where, you know, it's very familiar to most of us. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and thou mayest live long upon the earth. Now, I thank God that, you know, he gives us rewards. He's a, you know, every day he loads us up with benefits. He's a great rewarder. And that's what we have to do with our children. We have to reward our children when they do good. And, of course, on the flip side of rewards, the consequences. Of course, nobody likes consequences. We don't like them. But I thank God when you know, he has given parents responsibilities and he's given children responsibilities. So he knows what's needed in order to keep the family balanced, in order to keep the family close to him, in order to keep the family, you know, functioning properly. So he said, children, listen, children, now I want to tell you something. I want you to obey your father and your mother. You may not feel you need to, children, but I'm telling you, you need to. And the reason being is that this is the right thing to do. I, the Lord, am speaking to you. Children, this is the right thing to do, to obey your father and your mother. And so I thank God for the word, you know, in the word of God, he tells us what we need. We don't have to, you know, try to figure it out. We don't have to try to wonder about it. No, he said in the word of God that children, their responsibility is to obey their parents. They don't have to go to work. They don't have to, you know, buy their own clothes. I mean, many children do, you know, of course. But their main function in the home is to obey their parents. You know, if your parents say, get up, make up your bed, you know, get ready for school, do whatever, you know, you don't come back at them and say, but I don't want to go. I don't have to do this here. And I don't have, no, that's disobedience. So God said, children, I want you to obey your parents. Obey means to do what they ask you to do with the right attitude. Many children have a very nasty attitude towards their parents. I don't want to do it. They suck their teeth and stomp their feet and just very, very disrespectful. But God said, listen, and in Proverbs 34:11, come, children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. See, you got to learn to respect your parents. And then, you know, the Lord said, I want you to, I'm going to teach you how to fear me. when you learn how to respect and honor your parents, you are fearing me because I'm the one who gave that command. I'm the one who told you to do that. And in Proverbs, you know, the of Solomon, Proverbs 10:1, Solomon said, a wise son maketh the father glad, but a foolish son, he is heaviness on his mother. You know, when children make, you know, do foolish things, their parents, it upsets them. And it's a burden on their parents. When the parents have to go to work, provide food, provide clothes, pay for the rent, the house note, you know, pay for the gas for the car, buy the clothes for the children, making sure they're eating, making sure they're healthy, going to school. It can be a burden on the parents if the child is giving them trouble at home. So it says in Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doing, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. So, you know, God watches everything. You don't see God, but he sees us. He knows our heart. He knows when we're obedient with the right attitude. He knows what it takes in the family to keep the family in good standing with him and to keep the family balanced out, you know, so that there are not problems coming up in the family. That's why he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And so, you know, a lot of times we may not understand God's law, but we have to do what he says, follow what he wants us to follow, because we don't know where even parents have to follow God's law. We have laws and things and things that God tell us to do. He said, look, parents, I want you to train your children in the word of God. That's the way they should be trained, the way I'm telling you, the word of God. You know, we could train our children in all kinds of things. We could train them up, you know, to smoke cigarettes. We could train them up to take the alcohol. We could train them up to cuss. We could train them up to fight. We could train them up all kinds of ways. But God know the right way. He said, listen, I want you to train them up in the way that they should go. And the way they should go is to follow me. And in Deuteronomy, he says, listen, parents, when they get up in the morning, start the training. Don't wait till 6 o'clock at night when they're getting tired and they don't feel like being bothered. No, no. Start training in the morning when they get up. When you get up, get your children on your knees, start praying, start covering them with the blood. So when they leave the house to go to school or daycare or wherever they're going, they're covered. And you've already talked to them about how they should behave. So God knows what's best. And then he said to, in verse 2, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, what does it mean to give honor? It means to respect them. When they give, you know, when God gives instructions to parents, you know, we have to follow what God says. When your parents give you instructions, that's the same thing as following God. So you got to do what they said. Don't argue with them. Don't fuss with them because you don't want to do it or you don't think it's right. No, just follow what they ask you. Now, there is a way you can ask your parents. You can come back later after, you know, sometimes parents got to hurry up, get to work, go to church, whatever it is you're doing, grocery store, and they may not have time to explain something to you right then. But later on, after they sit down, relax, and maybe after dinner, you say, Mama, can I ask you something? Daddy, can I ask you something? Why you told me to do this? Why did you tell me to do that? I didn't understand. I didn't think it was fair, or I was upset about it or whatever. Then you can ask them. You're not being disrespectful. You're just asking them a question. So, you know, hopefully they'll answer you. If not, you know, parents have the rules. So that's how it goes. When you get to be a parent, you'll have the rules. So, you know, God said, listen, obey your parents, honor them. You know, honoring them means to, you know, to do what they're asking you to do. Give them respect due to a parent. Even if you feel like, I don't like it because my mama did it. I don't like it because my dad did this. I ain't going to respect. No. If you want to be blessed, you respect them and honor them anyway, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with them. So you just honor them anyway. And guess what? God's going to bless you for hearing, for honoring them. So he says, listen, the third part of that is that it may be well with you and you may live long upon the earth. That's why you're honoring your parents. Those are benefits. So you can live a long time. You know, many children have died violently because they didn't honor their parents. They didn't obey their parents. Now, not every child that died disobeyed their parents. Some children, you know, they left the earth like that, but it had nothing to do with them being disobedient. But the Lord promised, and he's not a man that you should lie. He should lie. He said, listen, this is what I want. If you do what I ask you to do in verses 1 and 2, first of all, obey your parents. The second, honor your parents. Longevity, long life is going to be promised to you. And long life, he says, listen, he said, if you will walk in my ways, keep my statutes as and my commandments, he said, I will lengthen your days. And in Job, he says, thou shalt come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of corn that cometh in a season. And Psalms 91:16, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So God is going to give us long life. You've seen some people live to be 100 and something. Yeah, they more than likely obeyed their parents. They more than likely did what their parents told them to do. So, you know, God has made promises. Let me tell you something. God keeps his promises now. It's the human people. You know, it's us who don't keep our promises. Your parents may say, well, look, when you do good, I'm going to take you, you know, to Walmart Friday. And then you say, well, Mama, Daddy, it's Friday. Like, what happened? What's supposed to happen on Friday? They forgot. And they said, oh, well, let's go next week. And then after a while, you begin not to believe them because they keep on promising you and they don't keep their promises. So parents have to keep their promises to their children. And if not, they have to say, okay, I know I promised you to take you to Walmart today, but look, I'm so tired. Can we do it tomorrow? But keep that promise. Don't keep putting it off. You know, after a while, your promise, your word is your bond. After a while, it begin to be, you know, of non-effect because you don't keep it. So you got to keep it. Either don't make the promise or keep the promise. So I thank God for each of you. It's about closing time tonight. We're going to be closing out. Is there anyone who needs prayer? All right. Well, we're going to be praying for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere. We're going to thank God for their long life. They're going to live long lives. They're going to live a long time. You know, they've gone through a lot in their years, their young years that they've been here. Most of them, they're not even 3 years old yet, but they've gone through a lot. And God is blessing them with good parents and families that love them. We're also going to pray for baby Chloe's grandfather who's recuperating. He was in the hospital. We're going to pray for the Turner family. They weren't able to be on tonight. They had an emergency, but we thank God for them. And so I'm going to be praying. Anyone needs special prayer tonight?
Yes,
the lines are open.
Sister Annette, just want to ask for prayer for my physically, spiritually, and emotionally, health and healing, please.
Okay. All
thank
right.
you.
Anybody else? All right. Well, Father God, we approach your mighty throne, and we are so grateful that we could call upon your name. We're grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name, our location. You know everything concerning us, and you said whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So, Father, tonight we thank you that our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaizen, baby Revere, are in the palm of your almighty hand, and we thank you that you've heard our prayers, and we're giving you praise and thanks that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're giving you thanks that you've heard every prayer, and every prayer that we have prayed shall come to pass. We're giving you thanks for their lives, that they shall live long, healthy lives. We're giving you thanks, Lord God, for their fathers and their mothers, oh God, that you birthed them through, that their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, will every need will be met, and their parents will remain healthy and well and strong and vibrant. Oh God, I thank you for their parents that nurtured them and cared for them. I thank you for their families. I thank you for baby Chloe's granddad, his health and his strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, I lift up my spiritual daughter, Valerie. I lift up Esther before you, Lord. I thank you for their health. I thank you for their strength. I thank you, Lord God, that they know your name. I thank you, Lord, but most of all, you know their name and their location. Send healing to them, healing, healing, healing. And, Lord, I thank you so much for Sister Ned, who asked for total healing, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way. And, Lord, you are God who deals with every aspect of our lives. You deal with the total person. And so, Father, you're concerned about what concerns us. And so, Father, we thank you for her health, her strength. We thank you for what you're doing in her. And, Lord, many times we feel all alone. But you are there because you promised you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. And we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in all of us tonight. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the Nichols family. I thank you particularly for Bree, who came on to co-host with me tonight. And, Lord, I thank you for that she is brilliant and that her sister, Bernara, is brilliant, that her mom is brilliant, her family is brilliant. I thank you, Lord God, that the book of the law shall not depart from any of our mouths, but that we should meditate upon the word of God. Morning, noon, and night, we will obey everything written in it. Then we will be prosperous, and then we will be successful, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for our strength and our health. You are our help in the name of Jesus in the time of need. So, Father, we just give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for everyone who came on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for all of our families far and near. We ask you to save every one of our family members, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Turner family. We thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf. We ask you to continually walk with them and all of us. Talk with us, be a lamp and a light in our pathway. Let all the words that we think and that we say be pleasing in your sight, O God. Truly, you are our Lord, our Savior, and our strength, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Well, I love each of you, and I pray God's blessings upon you. Look forward to talking to you soon. Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all